We are always looking at different ways of encouraging blind and partially sighted people into trying out sports they haven't done before. Now, you can take up a sport for fitness, for leisure, for the social side, or perhaps you think you may be a Paralympian of the future. Well, how about skiing? Well, today we are speaking with Les Mitchell to learn a little bit more about Scottish visually impaired skiers. Les, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Alan.
So tell me, first of all, Les, a little bit about yourself and how you gained an interest in skiing.
I am totally blind, and for a long time I was scout leader. And the boys in the troop decided that they wanted to learn to ski. The policy of the troop was that I would not ask the boys to do anything that I wouldn't have a go at myself. So the tables were turned. We want to ski, so you're going to have to learn to ski as well. So boys and myself headed up to Hill End, Midlothian Ski Centre, and took some lessons. And from then, I've just been totally hooked on the sport and recreation of skiing.
What is it you love about it?
There's a few different factors to it. One, you have the sense of freedom being up in the hills, whether it be on plastic or whether you're somewhere on snow in this country or abroad. You make some very, very close friends, and the people that actually do the guiding for you, because you're putting your life in their hands, you build up a very great level of trust, and that trust develops into a real bond of friendship.
Now, Les, I have downhill skied when I had sight, and after I lost my sight, I tried cross-country skiing, which I really enjoyed. I enjoyed both, but I think the thought of downhill skiing without being able to see where you go still puts me off slightly. I mean, is it something that's easy to get used to quickly, or does it take a little bit of time?
Like any new thing that you try, it does take a little bit of time to get used to the sensation of the wind in your ears as you slide down the slope. But again, it depends on how quickly the rapport between skier and guide develops, just as a blind person has to put his trust or trust in their guide dog. Everything is relative. So if you have the incentive to go and try, and you find, oh, this is great fun, and you make some friends as guides, and you have the après-ski and whatnot, then, yeah, it is an absolute fantastic sport.
When you're pushing off, say, from the top of the slope for the very first time with a guide, is it quite nervy doing that? Because although you may know each other, what was it like for you, actually? Was it quite nervy?
No. When you first start to ski or start to learn to ski, the slope is very gentle so that you're not picking up great amounts of speed. So as you develop your capability on your skis, so you start to go into steeper and steeper slopes and start to slide a bit quicker and a bit quicker. And as you build up your turns, whether you're snowplow turns or you're skiing parallel, as competency increases, so you relax more into the sport, and the enjoyment level rapidly increases.
When it comes to guiding then, how do the guides that are with you, with Scottish visually impaired skiers, work to communicate direction, speed and so on?
We use two-way radios. So there is an earpiece in the helmet of the blind skier, and the guide has the open microphone, so that all directions are given over the radios, which means that there is no chance of missing an instruction. If you're going up on a toe and it's rather windy or there's a lot of background noise, you've got this voice in your ear inside your helmet, and you don't worry about it.
We'll chat about the visually impaired skiers in just a moment, Les, but if we're to focus on the guides, how do you sort of find and retain guides, and what kind of training do they go through?
a lot of the people that come to us, especially the younger guides, they come to us because they've either seen members of the club on the slopes. Some of the young guides are, in fact, racers, and some of them come to us as part of the Duke of Edinburgh's award scheme. They're given a lot of training by our experienced guides. And initially, they would follow a skier and guide. And as the experienced guide feels that the young person or the new guide is competent, then they will get the opportunity to actually guide the skier with the experienced guide behind as a safety net.
On to the visually impaired skiers themselves now, Les. How do you find new members, and indeed, are you looking for more?
Yes, we're always looking for new skiers. In particular, we're looking for young skiers. The club has been in existence for quite a while, so that a majority of the blind skiers, visually impaired skiers, are getting to the upper end of the age margin. So we would dearly love to have some new skiers coming in. We recently have had a 12-year-old come to us, and he's taken to skiing like the proverbial ducks take to water.
You mentioned the Midlothian Snow Sports Centre, which I think is the largest of its kind, definitely in the UK anyway. Does the club ever go onto the real stuff? Do you ever take trips away?
Yes, we in past years have skied in France, Austria, Switzerland, America, Italy, and everything in Scotland.
And we think of the sport, keeping fit, it's good and it's healthy. But, you know, there are other benefits here as well. You know, confidence building, independence, social skills, ending the isolation. So, I mean, you would agree that there's more to it than just the sport itself?
Oh, yes. As I mentioned, the fact that as you meet other members of the club, especially with people that you're skiing with as your guide, you do build up this great friendship, not only with the guides, but with other members of the club. And it's more, we operate now more on a sort of happy family scenario rather than, well, I'm going to the ski club tonight.
You mentioned, Les, you are looking for more visually impaired skiers. I need, you know, to hear from anyone with an interest in getting involved. So how would people go about doing that?
We have our own website, which is sbis.org.uk, and all the details of the club are there, along with some video that was recorded by the BBC for the Get Inspired programme. Contact details are there as well. Or if you are interested in more information about the club, then please feel free to contact me directly on my mobile, 07836227167.
Les, thank you very much for telling us all about Scottish visually impaired skiers, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome, and thanks for the opportunity.